Michelle Singletary is back here with us today answering questions sent in by you, our listeners. Michelle, hello again.
Hello.
You write the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post, and you are our personal finance contributor. People send in questions. We'll note that you are not a certified public accountant, not a certified financial advisor, but you write about money and personal finance, and people like what you write. Here's our first question. It comes from a listener who says, I have horrible credit. I haven't really used credit much in the last few years. All the bad stuff is pretty old. My fiance has impeccable credit. Michelle, how do you think all this will affect our credit as a married couple?
Well, going forward, if, for example, you want to buy a house, if you've got bad credit, it will affect your ability to get the best rate for that house. Now, their debts don't merge once you get married. It's not as if you say, I do, and they take on all your debt. That's your individual debt that will stay that way on your credit report. But once you start signing up for joint credit cards, if this person hasn't changed their ways, if they're paying bills late, it's going to bring down their spouse's good credit rating. So, you know, if you're going to do this, if you're married and you've got bad credit, you need to be talking about it with your partner, let them know what's going on. Hey, listen, you should be sharing your credit reports even before you get married.
Hey, wait a minute now.
Now, see, every time I say that, people, you know, their eyebrows go up. And I said, listen, you've been sharing a whole lot of other stuff. Why not share your credit report? It is the best way to look at how you've handled your credit. And you need to know that before you marry someone. And if you're the one with the bad credit, listen, bad credit happens to all of us. People have a job loss, or, you know, they go through a divorce or a medical illness. So I'm not saying that you're a bad person because you have bad credit, but everything ought to be on the table. It may mean that when you go buy your first house as a couple, that only one of you, the person with good credit, can actually apply for the loan. But if you've got some time, there's plenty of time to get your credit straight so that you can merge your credit history and get the best loans possible.
Okay, here's another credit question. This is a letter from a listener in Kenai, Alaska, asking, how can I get my credit card interest rates to go back down to normal? I recently consolidated my credit card payments into a low-interest home equity line of credit, so my credit card balances are at zero, but the interest rates on my credit cards remain over 20% because of late payments. When, if ever, can I expect those rates to go back down to something I would ever want to use again?
First of all, if you've got credit cards with 20% interest rates, you're in trouble. I mean, the average rate now is around 14, 15%. So as you can see, you know, you've done some damage to your credit. But listen, it shouldn't matter what the interest rate is if you're paying those bills off every month, which you should be if you've had credit trouble. I love the fact that this person said that they've got their life together, that they're paying their bills on time. So listen, don't worry about that 20% interest rate, because all you're going to be doing now, if you still use your credit card, is make small purchases and pay them off every month so that you can build up your credit history. But don't worry about it, and don't carry those balances over from month to month, and then it won't matter what your interest rate is.
Getting more mail on that. Michelle Singletary writes the same thing. Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, and joins us on Tuesday. If you would like to ask Michelle a question, you can email us at daytoday@npr.org, and please put Michelle in the subject line. And we say thank you, Michelle Singletary.
Oh, you know, it's always a pleasure to be here with you, Alex.